Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing the Machlekes Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua whether Benisa Nivra Olam or Betishrei Nivra Olam. And the Gemara had explained that according to Reb Elezer, the day that the Mabul began was Yud Zayin in Mar Cheshvan. Masha'enken, according to Reb Yeshua, it was Yud Zayin Be'ir. So the Gemara now asks that according to Rabbi Yeshua, we understand why the Torah would refer to this month as Sheni, because we know that Iyar is the second month from Nisan. Nisan is the first one of all the months. Rishon hu lachem l'chodshei Hashana. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is bothered why we would refer to Mar Cheshvan as Sheni, Achodesh Hasheni. And as Tosfos explains, even though according to Rabbi Eliezer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, that may be true that that's when the world was created, but in terms of the months, we only begin counting the months from Nisan, because like we said, it's Rishon L'Chodesh Hashana. So the Gemara answers that Sheni over here means Sheni Ledin. It's the second month from the time that the Gezeira for the Mabul began. Now Rabbi Kveger over here in the Gilyon HaShas asks, based on a Radak in Melachim Aleph, Kapitel Ches, Pasuk Beis, who says b'shem, the Targum Yonasim ben Uziel, that before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Tishrei was considered the Chodesh HaRishon. And he explains, Ki b'Tishrei Nivr Ha'olam. It's just that Mishiyatsu b'nei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim b'Nisan hu rosh l'chadoshim v'Tishrei Shvi'iloi. Memela asks Rabbi Kveger, what's the Gemara's kash over here? This pasuk was written prior to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And at that point, Tishrei is actually the first Chodesh, so he could say that the Chodesh Hasheni is Mar Cheshvan. So the Rashash answers this question by saying that since Moshe Rabbeinu was writing the Torah after Yitzias Mitzrayim, he should not have referred even to something that took place during the Dor HaMabul with the Lashon that was used then. Rather, in the Lashon of post Yitzias Mitzrayim, he should have referred to Cheshvan as the Chodesh Hashmini and not the Chodesh Hasheni. So we have a very interesting machloikis as to whether a pasuk that is written about a zman before Matan Torah would use a lashon that was appropriate for that zman, or do we say that since the time that it was written was after Matan Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu, the lashonis that he should use should be the lashonis that were appropriate already for his time. Now really, these two svaris appear in the Rishonim. That's why Rabbi Kveger is not comfortable with Rishash's Teretz, because the rule is that Rabbi Kveger will always ask a question if the question exists according to at least one Shita. Rabbi Shlomo Eger writes this about his father in one of his Tshuvas, and this answers a lot of questions people ask on Tshuvas Rabbi Kveger, because Rabbi Kveger will ask a question if it's a Kasha according to one Shita, and therefore you cannot answer his Kasha if the Teretz will only be true according to a different shita. Now, where do we find these two svaras? Back on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara was discussing the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Elazar, whether Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana or not. According to Reb Meir, Yom Echad B'Shana is Chashiv Shana. According to Reb Elazar, you need 30 days to be Chashiv Shana. One day is not enough. And the Gemara brought down a pasuk. The Gemara said, "Ushneim mikra echad darshu." Both Reb Meir and Reb Elazar darshin the same pasuk. The pasuk they darshin is a pasuk that's written by the Mabul. Vayiba achas v'sheish meis shana barishin be'echad lachodesh charvu hamayim. And that means that the water dried up on the first day of the 601st year. So Reb Meir says that since it's only one day into year number 601, and yet the Torah calls it a shana because it's misyaches to it like a year by saying b'sheish meis v'achas shanim. So you see that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Rebbe Lazar, on the other hand, says that it doesn't say B'Sheish Me'ez V'Achas Shana. It says B'Achas V'Sheish Me'ez Shana. So the word Shana is only going on the words Sheish Me'ez, as opposed to going back on the word Achas as well. Now there is a girsa in the Gemara over there that says as follows, Michlal de Tervayu Svir Luhu B'Nisa Nivra Ha'olam. From the conversation that the Gemara records between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, you could see that they both hold that the world was created in Nisan. How do you see that? Because the whole raya that Rabbi Meir was bringing, that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, is because only one day has passed since the beginning of the year. Now, why is it that only one day has passed since the beginning of the year? After all, we're talking about the first day of Nisan, because the word that's used in the pasuk is Barishin. Barishin means the first month. Barishin be'echad lachodesh means Aleph Nisan. So Reb Meir brings a raya from the fact that although it was only Aleph Nisan, and yet it was referred to as if it was a whole year, that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashev Shana. But wait a minute, if the world was created in Tishrei, so then the year really began 6 months ago. So you wouldn't see that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashev Shana. It's actually a half a year into this year. Must be, says the Gemara, that Reb Meir holds that B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. And the same thing holds true about Reb Elazar, because Reb Elazar doesn't respond by saying this is 6 months has passed from the beginning of Tishrei. He agrees to the question, he just says that you could read the Pasuk differently. So you see that Tervayu Svir Lehu, both Reb Meir and Reb Elazar hold that B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Says Rashi, you cannot be goyris this phrase in the Gemara. Michlal the Tervayu Svir Lehu de B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Why not? Says Rashi, perhaps both Reb Meir and Reb Elazar hold like Reb Eliezer, that Betishrei Nivra Olam. And when it says the word Barishain in the Pasuk, it's not referring to Nisan, it's referring to Tishrei. Umipnei shehu Rishain lebriyas ha'olam uleminyan hashanim kari leRishain. We have a right to refer to the month of Tishrei as Rishain since the year begins in Tishrei. Explains the Ritva over there, Vehatam, ki la'achar Yetzias Mitzrayim, hu shenikra Nisan Rishain. It's only after Yetzias Mitzrayim that Hashem said, Rishain hu lachem l'chadshi Hashana, that Nisan is the one that gets the name Rishain. But before then, Tishrei could be called Rishain. Aval kodem l'chein, Rishain hainu Tishrei, sheboi nivra ha'olam. So in Rashi, and the way the Ritva explains Shitas Rashi, you see that Reb Kiva Eger's Taina is a good Taina. However, then the Ritva continues, and he says, Ubetoisfis kimu girsas asfarim. Toisfis maintains the girsa that we had in the Sfarim before. Devade benisa nivra ha'olam sfir lehu. You see that both of them hold that benisa nivra ha'olam. Says the Ritva, da af al gav de la Reb Elazar, da amr betishrei nivra ha'olam, af tishrei hayarishin l'chadashim ba'oise shah. Even though, according to Reb Elazar, who says B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, Tishrei was considered at that moment in history the Rishon, the first of the months. Mikom Makom, nevertheless, Kishenichtev Hamikrav Hazeh, when this pasuk was written, meaning even the pasuk that's referring to the Mabul, was written L'Acher Yetzias Mitzrayim Hoya, Sha'anu Karim L'Nisan Rishon. So again, we see a machlokes as to whether a pasuk that's written post Yetzias Mitzrayim and it's referring to a tkufa in history that was prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim has the right to refer to the months with the lashon that was used prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, or is Meshubet to use the lashon that is used dafka after Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the time that the Torah was actually written. Continues the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah that Echad B'Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah Li'irakis. The Gemara brings a Braisa Tana Li'irakis Ulamaisers Lindarim. The Gemara explains that Li'irakis means Meiser Yerek. So why does the Braisa have to say both Meisers and Li'irakis? The Gemara explains Tana Drabonah Vegatani Dairaisa. Meiser Dagan is Dairaisa. Meiser Yerokis is Midrabonah. Now the Gemara never explains how we know that the Rosh Hashanah for Meisers is Aleph B'Tishrei. Everything else the Gemara asks Menani Mili, and the Gemara gives Mekairis how we know that this is the Rosh Hashanah. So if you take a look at Tosfos back on Daf Chesamid Aleph, Dibra Maschel Ma Meiser Dagan, Tosfos says, V'shema nafkalo midichsiv aser ta'aser es kol tvua zaracha yoytzi yasod shana shana. Since by Meiser it uses the word shana. So it's possible, says Tosfos, that we then go and learn a gzereshava shana shana from Tishrei, because it says mereshis ha-shana, like the Gemara does, legabe shmitin. Over there, in the Tosfos, there's a ve'od yishloimar from the Tosfos Yeshanim, that the reason that the Rosh Hashanah le'maiser is Aleph B'Tishrei is because Klal Yisro did not become chayiv b'maiser ad she'eschilu limnois shmitin. So since Meiser is totally on Shemitah, so the Rosh Hashanah is the same as the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. And Tosfos brings a Rashi in Ksubas Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaschil V'lo Nischayvu, to that effect. And it would seem that what Tosfos means is much more than just the fact that they did not start keeping Meiseris until they started being Moine Shemitah. Because if you're going to say that they have the same Rosh Hashanah, that means that they're inherently totally on each other. And that means that just like we know that you count Lemoshel, the third year and the sixth year is when you give Meiser Ani, and the rest of the years you give Meiser Sheni, and that all has to do with the Shemitah cycle. So it's the third year of your Shemitah cycle, and your sixth year of your Shemitah cycle, you have certain halachas that are governed by the Shemitah, which affects Hilchus Maisris. So you see that the Shem Shana, that's Negea Hilchus Maisris, is directly linked to the Halacha of Shemitah, of what the year is La'inyan Shemitah. So since the year of Shemitah begins by Rosh Hashanah, it stands to reason that the Halacha of Maisir, that you can't take from one year to the other, is fully dependent on what the Shem Shana is, Legabe Shemitah. Now, we already mentioned that the Gemara explains the reason why the Tan of the Braisa says both Liyarukas and Lamaisris is because there are two types of Maisris. There's Maiser Yerek, which is Drabanan, and Maiser Dagan, which is Dairaisa. The Gemara then asks, so why doesn't our Tana say both? Our Tana only says Liyarukas. Says the Gemara, V'tana didan, Tana Drabanan, V'kol shekein Dairaisa. He takes the case of Maiser Drabanan, and he realizes that we're going to understand from there that all Maisris, including Dairaisa, will have the same Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil, Tana D'Rabbanan, makes the following diyuk. Tosfos says, Miritnan liyurakas yoyser mishar kol peiris. Why is it that the Tana, when he's interested in saying a case of Maiser D'Rabbanan, he chooses to talk dafka about Maiser Yurakas? Why can't he say shar peiris, anything besides Dagan? He says, from this, it's mashma that all other peiris, their Maiser is Dairaisa. And that's why the Tana can only talk about Maiser Yerek, which is, of course, Durabona. And so he says that's the Mashmos of the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Maseches Maiseres, because over there are drushes for all Maiseres except for Yerukas. And Tosfos then goes and brings Yerushalmi in the end of Challah, which is also mashma that Shar Peiris has a din Maiser d'Iraisa, and it's only Yerukas which is Drabbanan. However, Tosfos says, Avol, E. Efshar Loimer Kein. You cannot say this. Dilikamon bepirkin, the Gemara later on Daf Tesvavim Beis says, Maiser Charuvin d'Rabbanan. The Gemara in Brachis, in Perketz Mevarchim, says, Maiser of Tzlaf is a Drabbanan. Tosfos brings various Mekoris that Shar Peiris, aside from that which it says Beferish in the Torah, namely Dagan, Tirush, Yitzer, grain, wine, and oil, is all Drabbanan. So Tosfos' maskana is that Shar Peiris is Drabbanan as well, only Dagan, Tirush, V'Yitzer is the Iraisa. The reason why the Yerushalmi relates to Maiser from Yerukas as being on a lower level than all other Maisers, even Shar Peiris, not just Dog and Tirish V'Yitzar, is because Yerukas does not have a smach min apasik. There's no asmachta. All other Peiris, there are asmachtas. So it comes out that Tosfos' shita is that anything but Dog and Tirish V'Yitzar only has a din Maiser Drabbanan, and what's different about Yerukas is that there's no asmachta, it doesn't have a smach min atoira. Now we actually have various shitas in the Rishonim concerning this issue, and we'll mention a few of them. So, Tosfos' shita, the one that we just quoted, happens to be also the shita of the Ravid in Trumas, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tes Zayin, and in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Maiser, Halacha Tes. Many Rishonim hold this way, that all other things besides Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer is only a Drabbanan. The Chazanish, in the beginning of Maiser, says that this is the Das Roiv HaPoiskim. Now, from the way that the Poiskim talk, it's mashma that when we say Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, not only are we including wine and oil, but we're also including grapes and olives. So that means that this Shita holds that grain, or grapes, or olives, or wine, or oil, all of those are Dairaisa, and it's only Shar Peiris that is Drabbanan. However, the Ramban al HaTorah, in Dvarim, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chav Beis, says that even Zeisim v'anovim, grapes and olives, are not Chayim and Dairaisa. It's only Shemen and Yayin. And of course, Dagan. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachis, Daf Mem Alf, Amar Alf, Midaf Yarif, as well. Actually, Rabbi Kveger in Trumas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, in the Tosfos Rabbi Kveger, on the Mishnah over there, he's Mechiach this from the Yerushalmi, except that he asks from the Mishnah over there, in Perek Aleph, that it's mashba that you could be Torim from Shemen on Zeisim. If you could tell me that you could be Torim from Shemen on Zeisim, that's mashba that both of them are Daraisa. However, there's a very simple answer to this question, and that can be found in the Chazanish, in Shvius, Perek Zayin, Simen Chav Dalin. Over there, the Chazanish is Medayik from a Ramban that's brought down in Shittim Kubetzes, in Bob Metzia, Daf Pechesim at Aleph, that Zeisim v'anavim, it actually depends. It depends what the person's intention is. If the person had a machshava that he's going to eat it, then the Ramban agrees that Zeisim v'anavim become chayiv in Maiser Midairaisa. The only time that the Ramban says that Zeis Ma'anovim are not Chayiv Midairaisa is Bistama, because then we say that they're Oymed for Schita. They're Oymed to extract from them the wine and the oil. I'll call upon him, that's Shita number two. The first Shita is that Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar includes grain, wine, oil, grapes and olives, and according to the Ramban, which is the second Shita, Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, in a case of Stam, includes only grain, wine, and oil. Shita number three is the Shittim Kubetzes, and B'Metzia Peiches Mebeiz, B'Shem the Raivat. The Shita of the Raivat is that all Shivas Aminim are Chayiv Midairaisa. And that would seem to be a stira to the Raivat that we quoted earlier in Hilchas Trumas Per Gimel, Alachat HaZayin, that seems to agree to the Shittas HaToisvis, that Shar Peiris, other than Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, are only Midrabanan. There's a kasha that's asked by the Mechas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Hei, on the Raivad. It could be that the Raivad was Choyzer. That's one suggestion that he writes, and the other one is that there are two Raivads. I'll call upon him, we have a third Shita. The Din Dairaisa is not limited to Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar. It is actually extended even to Shar Shivas Haminim. But Shar Peiris beyond the Shivas Haminim are not Chayiv Midairaisa. Shita number four is the Rambam. This is a Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Trumas, who says that Kol Peiris Ha'ilon is Chayiv Midairaisa. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that even though it says Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, the Rambam holds its Lav Dafka, and Huadin all other Peiris Ha'ilon, which is similar to Tirish V'Yitzar. And actually, the best support for the Shita Sarambam is our Sugya, the way we started out with Tosfos, because Tosfos was Medayek from our Sugya, that when the Tana wants to talk about Maisa Drabbanan, he chooses to describe only Yerukas, which is mashba that all other Maisris, like Peiris Ha'ilon, is Medairaisa. Now there is a fifth Shita, which is a Yesh Aymerim brought down by the Raivan and Teres Koyanim, in Kedoshim Perik Yud Beis, and that is to be Mechalik between Trumas and Maisris. He says over there that Truma is only Chai by Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar Medairaisa, but Maisris, you're chayev midaraisa by all other payers. All of the shittas that we mentioned until now, we're talking about maisris. So whether the shittas at Tosfos that Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar is the only thing that's daraisa and shar payers is only drabanan was true about maisris, or the rive that limited the chayev to shivas aminim midaraisa is also about maisris. Shankin the rive in the Teres Koyanim is bringing down the Yesh Oimrim that's machalic between the two. So Truma has the limitations that we said. It's only Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, but Maisris do not. Maisris Chayev Midaraisa by all payers according to him. There's another Shita, Shita number 6, the Ritva in Bamitzia Peches Mebeiz, who's machalic between Maisir Sheni and other Maisris. Maisir Sheni, which is less Chamer, is Chayev only by Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, Masha Enkein, Shar Maisris, which is more Chamer, are Chayev even by other payers. Now the Smag, in Essen, Kuf Lamed Vav, and Kuf Samach Aleph, as well as the Ureim, Nun Gimel, and Kuf Mem Zayin, is an exact opposite Shita than that of the Ritva that we just mentioned. Whereas the Ritva holds that Meiser Sheni is Chayev only by Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, and Shar Meisters are Chayev by Shar Peiris, the Smag and the Ureim hold that Meiser Sheni Dafka is chayev by Shar Peiris, because the Ribui in the Sefri, to be Marbe, all Peiris and Yerukas is only by Meiser Sheni. But Truma and all other Meisters, the Chiyuv Midaraisa is only by Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar. The Mishlo Melch actually in Uchas Meiser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, says this is a Pella, because there is a Klal that anything that's Pater for Meiser Rishon is also Pater for Meiser Sheni. So how could you tell me that all other Meisers, including Meiser Rishon, is Pater when it's not Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, and yet Meiser Sheni is going to be Chayiv? So we actually mentioned seven Shitas. The Shita of the Tosfos, which we said with Shem Chazanish, that that's the Das Roiv HaPoiskim, is that Medairaisa, all Meisers are only Chayiv by Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar. We said that includes grapes and olives, and the Ramban differs on that point. The Ramban is the same Shita, except that he holds that it's only Shemen Yayin and grain. But other Peiris, including grapes and olives, are not Chayiv Medairaisa in all Meisers. And we mentioned that that would really depend if the person had a machshava to use it for Yayin and Shemen, or he had a machshava to eat it. When he has a machshava that he should eat the grapes and olives, then the Rabban would be moida that it's chayiv medayraisa. Shittim kubeses b'shem derived is that all shivas haminim are chayiv medayraisa, not other peris. The Rambam shita is that all peris ha'ilon are chayiv medayraisa. And then we have the last three shittas that are mechalik between different types of chiyuvim. So we have the Yesh Oimim brought by the Rav and Taris Kainim, who's mechalik between the chiyuv of Truma and the chiyuv of Maisris. The chiyuv of Truma is only by Dagan Tirish v'yitzer medayraisa. Other Maisris are chayiv medayraisa in all peris. Number two, we would have the shittah of the Ritvan Bab Mitzia, that only Maisr Sheni is limited to Dagan Tirish v'yitzer. Other Maisris are more chamer and your chayiv even by Shar Peris. And the Smag and the Urayim is the exact opposite, which is that Maiser Sheni Yerchayev on everything, and Truma and Shar Maisers, the Chiyuv Deraisa, is only by Dagan Tirish V'Yitzer. Now, one of Tosis's rayas that other Peiris are not Chayim Deraisa is because the Gemara later on says that Maiser Charuvin from the carob tree is only Midrabbanan, and in Perikets Mevarchim, it says Maiser Tzlaf, which is a caper tree, is only Midrabbanan. How are those shittas that hold that you're chayim b'daraisa by shar peiris, like the Rambam, or even the Raivad and Taras Koyanim b'shem the Yeshoimrim, or the Ritva, how would they explain the fact that the Gemara says those peiris are only chayim meiser midrabanan? Says at Pnei Yeshua that the Rambam is actually miyashiv this in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Meiser Sheni Halacha Gimel, because he says we're only talking about charuvin, which is Charuve Shita v'Tzalmoina, which are not Roy L'Maichel Adam. Things that are inferior, of course, are not Chayim Deraisa. The Kesef Mishnah over there says that the Rambam would be Mechalik L'Gabe Tzlaf also, because Tzlaf is considered from Peiris HaGeruim. You actually see that in the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Beis Hilchos Trumas Halacha Dalet, he says the Priyat Tzlaf is Potter because it's not a Pri. Says the Pnei Yeshua, using that line of reasoning, you could be miyashiv the raya that Tosis brings from Maiser Tavlin, which is, Tosis says, you see that Maiser Tavlin is only midrabanan, because he says that Tosis in Nida says that Tavlin is not roi l'achilu b'fnei atzma, since it's not roi l'achilu by itself, and it's only there to give tam to something else, therefore it doesn't deserve to be chayiv by itself. Other rayas that Tosis brings that Maiser is only Midrabanan says the Pnei Yeshua, we're talking in those Gemaras about Maiser Bizman Hazeh, and Maiser Bizman Hazeh is definitely only Midrabanan. The Gemara brings a braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Hamudar Anam Mechaveroi, L'shana, Moine, Shneim Aser Chodesh, Miyoyim L'yoyim. Somebody is Mudar Anam, he can't have Anam from his friend, and the Nusach of the Neder was that he can't have Anam for a full year. So he has to count a full 12 months, miyoyim liyoyim. However, if the nusach of the neder was l'shana zu, then afilu liyamid elu be'eser v'tisha be'elul, even if when he made the neder, he was almost at the end of the year, he's at up to 29 days in elul, kivin she'yigia yoyim echa b'tishri also l'shana. And it says, even according to Ban Yomar, yoyim echa b'shana, ein echashiv shana, but neder is different because the whole point of the neder was l'tzu'uri nafsha kabal alei v'hoi itztayir alei. Now the mashmos of the Gemara miyoyim liyoyim, and it says when a person made the neder not with shanazu, rather he said amudar ana for a year, the iser is miyoyim liyoyim, and he would become mutter on the same date 12 months later. However, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is me'es le'es, not miyoyim liyoyim, rather me'es le'es. Rabbi Kiv Eiger in the Tshuvas Madura Kama Kuf Yud Beis is Marich on this inyan, because there are different opinions about this. He brings down a Tshuvas HaRashba, who's Mechiach, that any time the Lashon of the Gemara is Miyoyim L'Yoyim, the Kavana is Me'es La'es, which means that if the person made the Neder on Yud Beis Tishrei this year, and he made the Neder, let's say, at 12 o'clock noon, he would be Usser until the following year, the same date, Yud Beis Tishrei, 12 o'clock noon. However, it brings that Rashi in Erechin is muchach that miyoyim liyoyim means miyoyim liyoyim mamish and not mi'es la'es. Similarly, Rashi al Atarim Parshas Matis is also mavur that you only need to be aser miyoyim liyoyim. So when it would come the morning, it would already be mutter because you already were noyig iser from Yud Beis Tishrei this year at 12 o'clock noon, and therefore next year you only have to be noyig iser for Yud Aleph Tishrei until the end of the day. Rukivega over there says that even if in all Dinei HaTorah, when you need to be noyik something for a full year, we say that it's enough to do miyoyim liyoyim. When it comes to neder, though, Lashem b'nei Adam would require you to be noyik iser me'es la'es mamish. And he brings that nafkaminis over there also, legabe certain takanis that the kohol made and the Lashon of Shana was used. that since when you go after Lashmanei Adam, you have to be noyig me'es le'es, the same thing would hold true over there. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah. Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah, which is a Mishnah, Maisris, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hatilson, Mishnah Titzmach. Hatvua Vazesim, Mishnah Viu Shlish. The shear for Tilson, Ligabe, Chiyuve Maisris, is Tali Amisha Titzmach when it is Titzmach. Now the Gemara explains what that means is Misha Titzmach Lizraim, which means that the seed starts growing already inside it, and it would be possible to take out those Zraim and replant them. Tvua and Zesim, their shear is Mishaviu Shlish, when they grow a third of their full growth. Now there's a big machlokes Rishonim over here, what we mean when we give these shiurim in that Mishnah. Rashi learns that when we say Hatilson Misha Titzmach, what we mean to say is that at the point when Tilson grows the seed inside it, that is when you are Kaveya what year this Tilson belongs to. Let's say, for example, a person plants Tilson towards the end of the year, and on the Chav Tes Elul, it's already at the point where it's Misha Titzmach, where the seed has been growing inside the Tilson. In such a case, according to the way Rashi learns, even if the person were to leave the Tilson attached to the ground until after Rosh Hashanah, and after Rosh Hashanah he does Lakita, he picks it, and then later on he gets some other Tilson during that year, he is not allowed to be Mafrish from the first Tilson to Pater, the second Tilson that grows that year. And that's because Le'inyin, which year it belongs to, you do not go by Tilson after it's Lakita, like you do by other Peiris. Rather, what's Kaveya, what year it belongs to, is Misha Titzmach, when the seed grows in it. So in our case, the first Tilson belongs to last year, because it was already Higia L'Sha Titzmach last year, before Rosh Hashanah. The Tilson that grew this year belongs to this year. So that would be considered like being Mafrish Mishana L'Chaverta. That is the subject matter of this Mishnah according to Shitas Rashi. The Tosfos Rid and the Ritva argue with Rashi. They hold that what the Mishnah is discussing is not the issue of which year it belongs to. Rather, they learn that the shiurim that are being given here, like Misha Titzmach, are shiurim that are negea the Tilson itself, because we have to know when is it that the Tilson becomes chayiv in Maestris. Every pri has a certain shear when it's considered enough of a pri in order to be chayiv in Maestris. So the Tana is telling us that if you picked Tilson and it did not yet get to the shear of Misha Titzmach, you're not Chayv and Maestris Bechlal. If it's already Misha Titzmach, then you are Chayv and Maestris. But we're not discussing the year, because the year would go after Chanota. It would not go after when it got to Misha Titzmach. It has a totally different set of rules. We're only concerned with what is the shear that it needs to come to in order to be Chayv and Maestris Bechlal. Actually, the Turi Evan in our sugya asks this question by himself, without the Ritva or the Tosfos Rid, that from the Mishnayis, it's pretty clear that the shiurim over here that are given are legabe the ikrichi of Meiser and not legabe which year it belongs to. Reb Kiveger adds that you can ask the same question on the Rambam. The Rambam Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Vilchus Meiser Sheni, learns like Rashi, that we're talking in this Mishnah about being Kaveya, what year it is in Hilchus Meiser. And the Rambam doesn't even bring down the Zman of Chanota. So the Tosfos Rid himself says, in defense of Rashi, that of course Rashi is aware that these Mishnayos are talking about what the shear is for the pri itself. When is a Tilson considered mature enough to be chayiv in Maestris? However, Rashi learns that that gets carried over to the halacha of which year it belongs to as well. Because if this shear is chashuv enough to give it its chayiv Maeser, then it's also capable of distinguishing this year from the next year. Meaning that once we know that in last year it was chayiv in Maestris because it got to the shear of Misha Titzmach, then we also consider it being shayach to last year and not to this year. Now the Pnei Yeshua says the same thing to B'miyashiv Rashi. He says that it's true that the Pashta de Masnisin, the Pashta Pshat in those Mishnayis in Maestris, are that we're being Kaveya when the shear of Oynes Maestris is, when it's considered a mature enough pri to be Chayev in Maestris. However, if you look in our Sugya, which discusses what the Mekor of the shir mishatitzmach or the shir of Hagash Shlish is, you'll see that it's muchach that these shiurim also affect what year it belongs to. Because after all, the first makar that the Gemara brings to the din of Hava Shlish, the Gemara says, Menan Emili, Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yochan, Amr Matamah, Mishmeid Rav Yosei Aglili, Amr Krami, Ketz Sheva Shonim, B'moyed Shnas HaShmita, B'chag HaSukais. And the Gemara asks, if it's on Chag HaSukais already, it's no longer Shnas HaShmita, it's the Shminis. Ela Lomerlach calls Tvua Sheivia Shlish B'Shvias, if it already grew a third during Shvias, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah at the Noyeg by Minig Shvias B'Shminis. So the Gemara clearly is using the Makar to explain what year it belongs to, Legabe the Shvias cycle. And the same holds true about the Makar the Gemara brings later in the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara learns from Va'asas that Tvua L'Shloish HaShanim, Al Tikri L'Shloish Ela L'Shlish. And again, it's a Makar teaching us what year it belongs to, that it's considered part of the Shnas HaShviyas and not the Shnas HaShminis. And as we already explained earlier, the year that it belongs to, Legabi Hilchas Maisris, is dependent on what year it is in the Shemitah cycle, as we see from the fact that the Gemara never bothers asking for a Makar that the Rosh Hashanah L'Maisris is on Al Petishrei. And we explained already that that is because we already learned that it is the Rosh Hashanah L'Inyan Shemitin. So although it's true that the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah in Maestras is that we're discussing whether it has the din of Gemar Pri, Le'enyan Meister or not, when it's Mishatitzbach or Havah Shlish, but the Gemara is certainly relating to it when it brings the Makairis as being a question as to whether it is considered part of this year or the next year. And although the Gemara is talking about what year it is, Legabi, the Shemitah cycle, we just said that the Shemitah cycle affects also what year it is considered Legabi Meiser. Now this all makes a lot of sense, except for the fact that in the Gemara later, it's Mavur, on Tezvav Mabez in the Brisa, that the determining factor for trees, Legabi their Din Meiser, dahainu which year they're considered being a part of, is Chanota. The Brisa says, "Ilan shechantu peyrosiv kodem tu b'shvat misaser l'shana she'avra, acher tu b'shvat misaser l'shana haba." It all has to do with chanota sapri, which some of us have explained to mean the falling off of the little flower. Some learn to mean the beginning of its becoming like a pri. But one thing is for sure, chanota sapri is not the factor that plays a role legabe when it's chayev b'maisris. The shear that a fruit has to be in order for it to be chayev b'maisris, there's a bunch of different shiurim given for each pri in those mishnayos in maisris. And they're basically shiurim that define when it's considered mature enough to be called a pri. Never do we find that chanota is the kaveya for the shear of the chayev b'maisris. So we now have a problem, and this the Pnei Yeshua asks. We just explained, Lefi Shitas Rashi, that although the Mishnah that's being brought over here, of Havas Shlish for Tevua and Zesim, is really a shir that defines when its Chiv Maisris begin, nevertheless, Rashi holds that that will automatically affect what year it belongs to Legabe Maisris. And of course, what year it belongs to Legabe Shmita. Why then do we find that Legabe other trees, we don't determine the year that it belongs to based on what its chiyuve maestras are? Because we just said, Elon Basar Chanota. You usually go after Chanota Sapri to determine which year it belongs to. And that's a sweeping generalization, which shouldn't be, because Legabe Maestras, each tree has its own shear. And this is really what motivates the Ritva and the Tzrit to learn differently than Rashi in our Sugya. Because we see Lahedya that the two are not totally on each other. Answers the Pnei Yeshua that it may be true that Chanota is never synonymous with the time that it becomes mature enough, Legabe Maisris, but that only holds true by Shar Peiris. The exception is the shear of Avah Shlish that we find by Tvua and Zesim in our Sugya. Pnei Yeshua says that in those Peiris, the shear of Avah Shlish and the shear of Chanota is the exact same shear. You'll ask, why is there a difference between Tevua and Zesim and Anovim and Shar Peiris? Why is it that by them, the shear of when it becomes Chayv and Maestris is synonymous with the shear that determines what year they belong to? He says very simply, Rashi's L'shitasei. Since we know that Rashi Shita, as he speaks out in our Sugya, is like the Tosfos that we mentioned earlier, that the only things that are Chayv and Maestris Medairaisa is Dagon, Tirish, and Yitzar. So the Gzeres HaKosev about Havah Shlish that we learn in our Sugya, which is really, like we said, exerus a kasev that tells me which year it belongs to, could be used by the Mishnah and Maestris to determine what its maturity level is legabe when it's chayiv in Maestris. However, all other peiris, which are only chayiv in Maestr midrabanan, the Rabbanan were free to distinguish between when it's considered a pri le'inyan the chi of Maestr and between what stage we consider it part of this year as opposed to the next year. So basically what the Pnei Yeshua is telling us is that although we find that by Shar Peiris, the shear of Oynes Meisers, the shear when it's considered mature enough to be Chayiv in Meiser, is not the same shear as the Chanota, which is what determines when it's considered part of this year as opposed to the next year, that distinction is only true on a Drabbanan level of, by the things that are Chayiv in Meisers from Drabbanan. Then we're not limited to the shear Oynes Meisers in order to determine what year it's a part of. However, anything that's Chayiv on a Deraisa level, namely Dagon, Tirish, and Yitzar, as soon as Chazal saw a Gzeres HaKosev, which determines at which stage it's considered part of this year as opposed to the next year, they automatically knew that that must be the shear that it's Chayev in Meiser. Because on a Daraisa level, there's no Mokum to make a difference between the two. Continues the Pnei Yeshua, and he says that in the Rambam, you see not like this. Because the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Meiser Sheni, when he's coming to explain by all Peiris, what determines what year they're considered a part of? The Rambam constantly tells us there that it's dependent on when it comes la'oines maisers, when it's mature enough to be chayiv in maisers. And not only that, the big surprise in the Rambam over there is, and this is says in the Mari Korkus, because there's a very difficult lashon in the Rambam over there, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that the Rambam holds that the lashon chanata, that we explained before, that all the Rishonim understand to be a sweeping generalization that has nothing to do with the Oynes Meisres, the Rambam holds Chanata is synonymous with the Oynes Meisres. So whenever we say, according to the Rambam, the word Chanata Sapri, each fruit is going to have a different shear of what's called chanata. It doesn't mean, like the other Rishonim explain, when the little flower falls off or when it starts to look a little bit like a pri. Rather, the word chanata means when it becomes mature enough to be chayiv in maisris. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Rambam is l'shitasi, because we already explained in the beginning of the shear that the Rambam shita is that all peiris are really chayiv in maisris midairaisa. And as the Pnei Yeshua explained, Bedas Rashi, on a Daraisa level, you can never separate between the two. If you see that something is chayev in Meisers at a certain shear, then you know that that's also what is Keveya, what year it belongs to. Where do we see this in the Lashon HaRambam? Because after the Rambam spells out that the shear that determines what year each thing is a part of is when it comes la'inus Meisers, when it's considered mature enough to be chayev in Meisers, in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, V'acharuvim, the carob trees, afal pisha chantu perisehem koidim tu b'shvat, even though they had chanota sapri before tu b'shvat, misasrin lahaba, they belong to the next year, hoyel umisasris medivrei soifrim. He says there's something special. Here you don't go after chanota because it's chayiv midrabanan. That means everything until now, you go after chanota because they're chayiv midairaisa. The problem, says the Radvaz, is the halacha before didn't say that it's talian chanota. It didn't mention a word about chanota. All it talked about was coming la'inus maestris, and he says that that is the kaveya, that determines what year it's a part of. Says the Mari Korkus, there is no way to learn the Rambam other than to understand that he holds that the Zman of going Basar Chanota is the same exact thing as the Zman of Oynes Meisres, the what's considered mature enough to be Chayev in Meisres. And he says over there that that's how you can answer Lefi the Rambam, the Kasha that Tosfos asks in our Sugya. Tosfos says, how could you learn in our Sugya Meiser from Shvius? Shvius, all the Ilanis is dependent on Chanota, and Meisres, it's dependent on all the Shiurim that are given in Meseches Meisres when it becomes mature enough. He says, according to the Rambam, the Kasha doesn't start. Everything is one Shir. Chanota and Oynes Meisres and Hava Shlish is all one thing. So this is the way that the Pnei Yeshua is learning the Rambam as well, even though the Pnei Yeshua says that from Kama Sugyas it's not mashma this way. In fact, the Mikdash David on the Mari Korkus in Simon Samach, he asks that from Kama Mekoimis it doesn't seem that Chanota and Oynes Meisers is the same thing. He says mashma Chanota Luchud and Oynes Meisers Luchud. If you take a look at the Chedushi Rabbi Arya Leib from Leib Malin in Simon Tez Zayin, he has another way of being Miyashiv the Shitas HaRambam. I'll call upon him what comes out Lefi, the way the Pnei Yeshua and Mari Korkus are learning. Anytime you have a Chiyav Midda'iraisa, the shear for Oynes Meisres and the shear determining what year it's a part of are going to be the same. That's why the Pnei Yeshua says, Bedas Rashi, Legabe, Dagon, Tirish, and Yitzer, they're going to be the same shear, but Legabe, other trees, it's not going to be the same shear. So then, Chanota and Oynes Meisers could mean something different. Like all the Rishonim seem to hold of, and like the Sugyas are Mashma, because with regards to other Peiris, since it's only a Dindur Abana that you're Chayiv and Meisers, they don't have to follow the same rules. The Rabbanan could decide that Legabe, when we're going to be Mechayiv you and Meisers, is going to have one shear, and Legabe, which year it's a part of, we can give you a different shear. But Dagon, Tirish, and Yitzer are going to have the same shiurim, and that's why even though the pasuk is a pasuk that determines what year it's a part of, the Tana can still learn out when it's considered mature Legabe Meisers, because they're going to follow the same rules. That is Lefi Shitas Rashi. Lefi the Rambam, since Meisers by all Peiris are Midairaisa, the same rule holds true, and therefore the Rambam is left having to hold that Chanota that's described by all Ilanis has to be the same exact thing as what we mean when we say Oynes Meisres. Chanota is the same shear of the maturity that is used Legabe being Mechayevit in Meiser. Now we explained before that the shear that it says in the Mishnah in Meisres of Hatilson Mishetitzmach, which the Gemara explains means Mishetitzmach Lizroim, what Rashi explains that to mean is that Hashahazera Tzaymeach B'soichem. Mishetitzmach Lizroim means that the Tilson already has seeds inside it, and you could take those seeds and plant them. Toisvis in Dibra Maschum Mishetitzmach Lizroim brings the Yerushalmi that's not Mashma like Rashi. According to the Yerushalmi, the Shir Mishetitzmach Lizroim is not that it now has Zroim inside it that you could replant those Zroim. Rather, Mishetitzmach means Kidei Shetizre V'titzmach, which means that the Tilson has to be at the stage that if you were to take it and replant it, it would grow. That means that it has in it the koyach hatzmicha. The Aruch Liner says that the lashon of shetitzmach lizroim is much more mashma like Rashi than like the Yerushalmi, and he learns that Rashi holds that there's machloikis, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, since he uses this lashon of shetitzmach lizroim, so the shear is that it has to now have the zroim inside it. Masha'enken, the Yerushalmi holds that there has to be the koyach hatzmicha in the tilson already, such that if you now replanted, then more tilson will grow. Now in Tosis Dibar Maschil HaTavua, they show from an earlier part in that Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi actually holds that the shear of Mishetitzmach is no different than the other things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. HaTavua Vazesu Mishaviyu Shlish, because Yerushalmi there is Mavur, that the shear of Mishetitzmach by tilson is when the tilson grows to a third of its ultimate growth. And that's actually how the drasha goes in Yerushalmi. It says, "Aser to aser is called tua zaracha." The lashon of tua zaracha ledover shehu nizra umatzmiach yotza pachas mishlish sheeinay nizra umatzmiach. When it's less than a third of its full growth, then it's impossible for it to grow if you replant it. Now we can clear a chakira lefi the shita of the Yerushalmi. We see, according to the Yerushalmi, that the shear of tilson is both when it reaches a third of its full growth and when it's at the stage where it's possible to replant it. What is the ikar hakpada? What really determines when it's considered mature enough? Is the pshat that you really need only hava shlish, just like we find by tvua and zesim, you need it to grow a third of its full growth, and a way to determine as a simon whether it's reached a third of its full gidol is if it's possible to replant it. Whenever you replant it and you see that it's capable of growing and producing a new tilson, you know that the original tilson had reached its full a third of its growth. Similar to another simon that the Yerushalmi gives over there. The Yerushalmi says that if you want to know whether it's reached the shear or not, you could take maloi koimitz of tilson, put it into a sefel of water, a bowl of water. If roiv of it sinks, then you know that it's chayeves, and if not, if it stays up and it floats, then it's petura. Apparently, the more mature it gets, the more dense it will be. So hu adin, it's possible that even this shear of being able to replant it is also a simen to determine that it's reached shlish giduloi. And this is the mashmos of the Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Trumos Halacha Yud. The Rambam's lashon is, v'chein atvua v'azesim. Shaloi hiviu shlish pturin minatruma umina maisris uminayan yodea. How do you know that it was not hiviu shlish? It's impossible to know. He says kol shezoira umatzamachas biyadua shehiviu shlish. If you plant it and it grows, then you know that it was Hiviyah Shlish already. So where did the Rambam get it from? He got it from the Yerushalmi. However, the truth is that the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is mashma, that's not the pshat. Because the Yerushalmi, we already quoted, makes a drasha from Aser to Aser as Tvuz Zaracha, Ledover Shehu Nizra Umatzmiach. The Torah is telling you that the only thing that you're chayev and meiser on is something that is capable of regenerating itself. Yotza Pachas Mishlish She'ena Nizra Umatzmiach. So it doesn't sound like the Yerushalmi is saying that the Iker Shir is Shlish, and it's just that the simen is when you can replant it. Rather, it's mashma that the yisoid is that you need it to be something that's capable of regenerating itself if you replant it. It's just that Havas Shlish is the shear that it's possible to replant it. And that's actually the way the Pnei Yeshua in Toisis, Dibar Maschel Mishat Titzmach learns, and that's how the Chedush Aran and our Sugya learns as well. And there would seem to be a nafkamina lahalacha. Let's say you have a crop from which you took some tilson, and early on in its development, you replanted some of the tilson and showed that it was capable of regenerating, of growing again. Even though you maybe went to another part of that crop and you showed that at that point, the original point when you took from it and you replanted it, it certainly had not yet grown a third of its full eventual growth. Because in the other parts of the crop, you see that it grew to much, much more. So if you learn the way that it's mashma from the Yerushalmi, that everything is really dependent on whether it's capable of being replanted, so then it would seem that the part of the crop that you replanted, you showed that it was capable of being replanted and growing again, it should have been chayv and maestris from that point. And if that happened prior to Rosh Hashanah, you would have to say that it only goes after the last year, not the new year, according to everything we explained in Shitas Rashi. However, if you learn like the Rambam, that it's just a simen, just because you managed to find something that you could replant, since you've proven that it really was not yet Higiyah Shlish, so it would stand to reason that it would not be Chayiv retroactively in Maestris from that point. Another nafkamina from this discussion could be to answer the Kasha of the Taisis Yomtif in Trumas Perik Aleph Mishneh. The Tosfos Yom Tov asks over there on the Yerushalmi that says that the shear of Mishat Titzmach is the same as Havah Shlish. Why then does the Mishnah not put everything together? The Mishnah starts out that Tilson is Mishat Titzmach, and then Tvua and Zesim is Mishaviyah Shlish. Why not put everything together and say that everything, Tilson and Tvua and Zesim, is all Mishaviyah Shlish? Says Reb Kiveger over there in the Tosfos Reb Kiveger, that if you learn, like the Yerushalmi, the way that we explained the Yerushalmi, that the Iker is, the Akpada is, that it has to be able to be replanted and regenerate itself. And that's really the reason why you need Havah Shlish. So Havah Shlish is only a simen that it's capable of being replanted. So he says that by Zesim and Tevua, the only simen is that it has grown a Shlish. Masha'en came by Tilson, we already explained that the Yerushalmi has another simen. If you put it into a sephel of water and it doesn't float, it sinks to the bottom, then you know that it's capable of being replanted. So since Tilson has another simen, so you could use the word Mishatitzmach, because there are other ways to know that it was already at the stage of Mishatitzmach, that you could replant it even without knowing that it was Higiyah Shlish. So that's a reason for the Tana to split it up. The Tana says that Tilson is Mishatitzmach, and that means that any way you would know that it's already Mishatitzmach, it's already Chayev in Maestris. Masha Enkein, Tvua, and Zesim, you cannot say the word Mishatitzmach, because the only way by them to know that it's Shayech to replant it is by saying Havah Shlish. But of course, Reb Kiveger's Teretz only makes sense according to that tzad. The first tzad, the way that we said, is mashma from the Yerushalmi, that the Iker HaKpada is that it has to be Shayech to replant. Masha Enken, if you learn the way it's mashma in the Rambam, that the Iker HaKpada is that it has to be Havah Shlish. And when we say the ability to replant it, that's just a simen, the way to know that it was already Higiyah Shlish, then we remain with the Kasha of the Tosfos Yom Tov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.